No games on the schedule?
No!
That doesn't stop us from talking football. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. Here are your hosts, past WFCA President Tom Swiddle and WSSP High School Insider Big Time Mike McGiver.
Welcome back in to the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by our friends at Raising the Stakes Fundraising Leadership Development. I'm Mike McGivern alongside special in-studio guest and co-host this week, Doug Sarver. He is the president-elect of the WFCA, head football coach at St. Francis. We've also been joined by Joe Cook. Oh, this would be a tough hour for me, Coach.
Yeah.
You and I have done these for a long time.
10 years.
10 years.
10 years.
Yeah, if I told Mitch if I start crying, just go to a break, man. Yeah. Okay, there's no crying on high school football shows, but
no.
Hey, we're gonna talk to you quite a bit that last half hour, but feel free to join us and we'll talk to John Hoke here for a few minutes regarding the WFCA Hall of Fame banquet. I think it's one of the best things that the WFCA does, and John does a great job as the chairman. John, Coach, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
Oh, good, except that it's a little windy out there. I don't know how it is on your side of the state, but over here it's blowing like crazy.
Well, it's starting. I was just outside. It's starting to blow a little bit, and we got about 2-3 inches of snow, something like that. So I got to get home and snowblow again. I can't believe I'm doing that. And I knew when Joe Cook came in, now that he's leaving to Texas, he'd be talking smack about the snow on the ground. And he certainly is doing all of that. Hey, Coach, can we talk a little bit about the Hall of Fame banquet? April 9th at the Marriott West up in Middleton. Reception from 4:30 to 5:30. Dinner's at 5:30. $45 tickets. You can't go wrong with that. Let's talk a little bit about this year's class and who's going in, stuff like that.
Okay, sounds great. Yeah, it's an outstanding event. I think it's one of our couple of highlights that we have in our Football Coaches Association, along with the All-Star Game and the All-State recognition. This ranks right up there with it. But really an honor to for our nominees or our inductees, I should say, that go into the Hall of Fame. And as we know, every coach is humble and, oh, I don't need to. But this is a time where they really need to step up and be proud of what they've accomplished. It's not an easy task to get in to it. And we are really starting to really look strong and when we do it. But our reception that night on Saturday is from 4:30 to 5:30. We've got a lot of things that happen with our Hall of Fame inductees, taking pictures and doing all of this. And then we start out with a Hall of Fame program. And what traditionally has been run is one of the highlights is a videotape or a presentation of a slideshow, or however you want to say that. I'm kind of old, so it's probably a DVD or a computer program, I'm sure.
Sure.
But we get some old pictures and new pictures of the inductees. To me, it's one of the greatest things that we do is when you see them back when they're playing days and uniforms, how they've changed and everything like that. But it is just an honor to be a part of it. Dick Rundle has run it for many years. I think it was Ed Goss started it before that. So I'm trying to fill the shoes of some great individuals when we are doing this Hall of Fame. And this is kind of my second year, but really my first year of kind of being totally in charge.
And it's open to the public, and 750 tickets will be sold. So it's first come, first serve. There's a number of ways to get information. The best way is to go to the WFCA website, and there's information on the Hall of Fame banquet and how to purchase tickets, how to get tickets, and then more information on who's going to be inducted. Guys, you have both been through this as guys that have been inducted into the WFCA Hall of Fame. Joe Cook, let's start with you. Your memories of that day?
Yeah, well, John hit it right on the head. I mean, as a coach, you always downplay any kind of self accolades, and I thought I'd be the same way. Like, this is, I don't need this kind of stuff. And And it's not that you do need it, but boy, when it happens, you're amazed at it. To be quite honest, you are kind of like, wow, this is really cool. And it's very gratifying. And I think it's the sport, not just your family and friends, but all the other coaches and everybody else. It's really a cool recognition. And to be around that, it's one of the things I'll never forget.
Exactly. It's very humbling night for all of us that partake in this induction and have over the years. And one of the things that I remember is just all the family and friends that are up. The night that I was inducted, there were 7 inches of snow.
Ah.
So it was kind of scary on whether people would get there or not. But they all got there, and it was a great night and a lot of fun.
Yeah. You know, both of you guys have said this to me. It's a night that you'll never forget. And I think that's really important for us to make sure that people understand. You know, you may not have been coached by these guys that are getting put in the Hall of Fame, but if you're a fan of high school football in the state of Wisconsin and you haven't been to one of these Hall of Fame banquets, get up there this year. April 9th, again, it's in Middleton from here in Milwaukee. It's about an hour and a half ride. It's an easy ride. Reception 4:30 to 5:30. Dinner's at 5:30. The food's great. It's $45 a ticket. And trust me, the food is worth every penny of that. And then you get to see these guys that get put in this. You know, they've put in so much sweat equity into high school football and the stuff that they do, and now they're being recognized. And I think it's important that we get the 750 tickets sold so that 3 years from now, when we're talking to one of these guys, they say the same thing that you guys said. Look, I remember all these coaches, all these, you know, these family and friends and people up there, and it's a night that I'll never forget. You know, that's just so important. Joe, when you went up there, and I know we had talked about it because we talked about it on the show, you said, look, the way they did it, such a first class, you know, event for us. And they treat the people coming up there, not only just the people being put in the Hall of Fame, but the people that are attending. It's just a great event for everybody involved.
Yeah, it's definitely big time. I mean, it's when I was inducted, I mean, Mike Sherman of the Packers was inducted, and I remember talking to Mike afterwards for quite a while. I actually, you know, and he was great. But he even thought it was really cool. I mean, like, he wasn't like saying, hey, this is some small time high school thing. Here you got an NFL coach. Who was just like, I mean, it was really cool. He was really taken back and you know, humbled by it. But you know, the inroad, I mean, the connections you make with coaches there, like Mike Sherman gave me his phone number and email, said anytime you come down to Miami or wherever, you can stay with me. And it's like there's a connection that happens there, you know, because everybody does appreciate what you just said, all the sweat equity. I mean, you know, the people that I put in, it's not about always being the best. It's somebody who's a commitment. It's 100% commitment. For not just the school, but the kids. It's first and foremost about the kids. And every one of those coaches gave their life for those kids, you know, and those programs and to help kids, you know, develop as young men.
Yeah, I think you talked about Mike Sherman. Ron Wolf was also inducted a few years back, and he really was impressed with the event and talked about taking a lot of those things that he learned and saw at our event back to the Packers. So it's something that I don't think there's another one in the nation. Run as well as this one.
Guys, we're going to get to a break. John, can we hold you over for one more segment?
You betcha. It's fun just listening to those guys. You know, I was wondering, as my son was, because over here we don't have that radio station to be able to do it if, you know, if it's online or anything like that. I don't know about that. But I just love it. You could keep me on the rest of the show, and I could just sit there and listen to these two outstanding coaches talk.
Hey, you know, you can go anywhere in the state. In fact, anywhere in the world, if you go to Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, you can stream this live. And once the show is over, Coach, Mitch puts it up on the podcast so you can listen to the whole show probably 20 minutes after it's over. But again, if you go to Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, or just Google WSSP in Milwaukee, you can get right to the website and you can stream us live or listen to the podcast. We're going to get to a break. We'll continue our conversation with John Hoke. He is the WFCA Hall of Fame chairman, and their banquet is coming up on April 9th, again, up in Middleton. Reception 4:30 to 5:30. Dinner's at 5:30, followed by the reception. And you can go to the WFCA website for more information if you have interest in going. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
A
Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show. We are presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Doug Sarver, head football coach at St. Francis, and Joe Cook in the studio for his last segment for a while. Maybe forever.
Yeah, maybe forever.
But you'll be on the show.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna be talking a little Texas football with you. You're not getting away that easy. Don't change your cell phone on me. I'll find you.
No, no.
I know where Paradise, Texas is. Yeah. I'll come down there and find you. We're also joined by the head football coach at Lancaster, John Hoke. He's also the WFCA Hall of Fame chairman, and they have got their Hall of Fame banquet coming up April 9th. It's right around the corner. Reception, again, 4:30 to 5:30. Dinner at 5:30, followed by the awards banquet. Tickets are $45. Doug, during the break, you were talking about the Hall of Fame lunch that these guys get a chance to attend.
Yeah, John, I think maybe our listeners, you could tell them a little bit about the Hall of Fame lunch on Friday and who attends that and what that's all about.
Yeah, Dwayne Grogatsky and Bill Collar have been doing this for a number of years. It's a Hall of Fame luncheon. It's for individuals that have been already nominated into the Hall of Fame, and they meet at noon at the Marriott there, and some of them are still coaching, some are retired, and they get together and share stories, and they get to kind of, you know, you get to reminisce a little bit, but also you get a little update on what everybody's doing. You know, who's vacationing in Florida, or who has moved to Florida or Texas, but, where the warm weather is.
Yeah.
But some of them that stay around and do that. It's a great event that Dwayne Grogatsky and Bill Collar. And if you know, I don't know if you've ever had Bill Collar on, but I think that would be another great individual to have on your show sometime.
Well, I appreciate that. A couple of guys from this area. And again, if you go to the WFCA website, you can see the class of 2016. But in this area, Frank Matrice Jr. From Kenosha Tremper and Dave Bransky from Germantown. And then on the national side, John Brody from Homestead and Ron Davies from Kenosha Tremper, Messmer Short. John, they say you are who you hang out with. And if you look at the guys that I have as
you're in trouble, Mike.
As my co-hosts on these shows, I do, man. Joe Cook and Ron Davies, you can't get better than that. And I certainly am happy for Coach Davies. And what a good night for him. You guys are going to talk and highlight, promote, and celebrate that him and John Brody from Homestead are being put into the National High School Hall of Fame. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. It's outstanding. I've been fortunate to already receive that award and also to receive a Coach of the Year award from the National Coach Association there. And they do it upright. Some of the things they did were really neat, and we have brought that back and kind of incorporated that also into our Hall of Fame situation. Guy sitting there right with you today, Doug Sarver, is receiving probably one of the best awards, is the Dave McLean Distinguished Service Award this year. When I look at WFC, Dick Rundle, Dan Brunner, Doug Sarver, they really bleed WFCA. I mean, they were individuals that really got me involved at my young age, and they put that first, and they really look at that versus their own individual interest, and making sure things happen. Doug is by far probably one of the most humble individuals that I know, that he doesn't want probably even anybody to know that he's getting this award, but he's definitely worth it for everything he does for our Coaches Association.
Hey, you know, and I was going to bring that up at the end of this segment, so I really appreciate you teeing that up. You know, the Dave McLean Distinguished Service Award, Doug, is a huge award up at the WFC, and congratulations on that. My question to you is, did you know it as an early when a younger coach that you were going to give so much back to Wisconsin high school football, and how did you start getting involved in that?
Early being able to coach under Dan Brunner as an assistant led me in that path. And Dan was involved in the WFCA so heavy, and it gave me the opportunity to do that when I became a head coach also. So then I became a district rep, And then I became a Southern vice president, and now actually a vice, you know, the president-elect. And during the way, I somehow picked up the chairmanship of the All-Star Games, which is what the Dave McLean Distinguished Service Award really is about. And it's really about a lot of people. And it's a lot of people that run that game. These guys like to give me the credit, but let's talk about the truth. And the truth is there's a lot of people that run that game, help me run that game and make me look good. So many people like John Hoke, like Tom Swiddle, like Dan Brenner, those are the guys that are really the engine behind all of this.
Right.
And Denise Hyos from Children's Hospital.
Yeah, she's been in here. She's awesome.
Yes.
And she really believes heavily in that game and puts a lot of time and energy into that. And I appreciate you being humble about that. But I have to tell you, Doug, when whether you're here or not, and we go to a break, you know, these guys, they do. You live in that bubble of, you know, this is what I've always done. But the amount of respect and love from these other coaches to what you do is incredible. And it they just always talk about, you know, how much time and energy you put in to making sure that this stuff is done right. So I just wanted on the air to say thank you for that.
You're welcome. It's just it's a great passion of mine. And I think for anybody, even Joe, Joe wouldn't be in this if it wasn't a passion.
No.
Yeah, he's as
my
passionate
wife would have
divorced
as me like that was for, yeah, it's, it. Yeah, the hours are unbelievable what you're putting in. So you better love it.
Exactly.
There's no doubt. Hey, John, good luck next week. Again, if you're interested in going, if you've not been to one of the Hall of Fame banquets and you're a high school football fan in the state of Wisconsin, get up there on April 9th. It's a $45 ticket. The food is great. The people that you're going to be able to shake hands with and meet while you're up there is phenomenal, and you'll love the whole event. Number of guys going in into the 2016 class of the WFCA Hall of Fame. Hey, John, thank you so much for your time and the work that you've put into this.
I appreciate that. I enjoy it, and I tell you what, it's been an undertaking, but as much as I'm able to get involved, we would be very short-lived if I wouldn't say that Sharna, our secretary for our WFCA, really helps, like you wouldn't believe, of keeping track of me and making sure I'm doing my stuff and keeping track of who's coming and all of that. That's a quite undertaking she does, and appreciate what she does. And then I also have to say, Dave Keogh over in your area does an outstanding job with our program presenter and appreciate his efforts that he does on that evening too.
Hey, John.
And I will quickly say, Doug, this is an honor you are well deserved for. Okay, and be proud.
Thanks, John.
Hey, John. Dave Keel sent me a text this morning and said, anytime we mention his name this year, it has to be state champion. Dave Keel
okay.
from Homestead.
Okay.
So I just, I put that out.
Speaking of humility.
Yeah, from here on out for the next year, right up until that state championship, it's got to be state champion Dave Keel from Homestead.
You bet.
Excellent. John Hoke, thank you so much. Again, good luck next week with the WFCA Hall of Fame banquet. Guys, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we're going to talk to Joe Cook about the differences between Wisconsin football and Texas football. He hasn't been there so much yet, but I'm sure that he's done enough research to be able to tell us the difference. He's going to be at Paradise High School in Paradise, Texas. And I told him during the break, I went on their website, looked at pictures of their basketball team. Come on up. You bring those boys up to Martin Luther, we would have our way with that team. I can tell you that. I don't think we do so much with the football team. But that basketball team, I'd like a shot at them. We'll continue our conversation. In fact, the last segment that I'll be able to do, I think, for a while, in studio with Coach Joe Cook. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, alongside the head football coach at St. Francis, Doug Sarver. And our special guest, He is, man, we should play that theme music we used to have for him.
Yeah.
Joe Cook used to have.
They already threw that disc right in the garbage.
It's gone already.
Yeah,
yeah, it's erased. Already gone. He is was the head football coach at Greenfield last couple of years, did a great job over there, and heading out to coach high school football in the state of Texas. Before we get to that story, I got to tell you, you and I done the Varsity Blitz show together for 10 years,
mm-hmm.
and it has been my pleasure. And I can't tell you what a great pleasure it has been for me to sit with you every Saturday and talk high school football. Win or lose, Joe, you've been unbelievable as a co-host and as a friend, and I'm going to miss you more as a friend, but these shows have been great to do these with you.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, and it goes the other way. I'm probably more thankful for you. I'd say when I actually didn't want to do it, you know that, at the beginning.
It took me, I'll tell the story. I went to your house, and you said, get away, no chance, leave.
Yeah.
And I came back 3 days later, and you said, I haven't changed my mind. I have no interest. And I talked to Linda, and
yeah.
She goes, I'll go from my end, and you go from your end. This should be really good for him. You need to keep working on him. And I did. And do you know, you weren't real happy. Remember we did the Friday night thing together, and we had the writer on from the Journal Sentinel,
oh, yeah.
who had ripped you about three times in 4 weeks, and
yeah.
he'd never met you.
Yeah.
And you know what I most remember? That's early in my career. And the producer and we had another co-host at that point, and Sparky was like, look, don't, you know, you go after this guy. If that's how you feel, you never said a word the whole time. And I went after him. And when we get off the phone with him, the producer and the other co-host said, are you out of your mind? You, like, kill that guy. Sparky came running in and said, take the skirt off, McGivern.
Yeah.
If you're going to be a radio guy, you got to really go after people. And you just sat
yeah.
there smiling
oh, yeah.
the whole time.
It was funny.
But it has been just truly a pleasure to do this with you. And I can tell you that, you know, I get a lot of people asking me, you know, what you're like, because you're a big name in high school football. And man, I tell him the same thing, man. He will give you the shirt off his back. He is truly a gentleman who cares about these high school age football players that he's coaching. They're like his kids. And he's so knowledgeable that to have him as my co-host, it just makes my job so easy. So I'm going to miss you. You know, I appreciate it. Doug, I got to tell you one quick story. We started doing these shows together, and Tommy was a sophomore at West Dallas Hale. So I go over to watch him play. And a guy that I used to bowl with for years, his wife and my wife worked together. And he sees me there. He goes, man, what are you doing here? I said, oh, a buddy of mine's, his son's playing. He says, my son's playing for Hale? And I go, yeah. He goes, who is it? I said, the quarterback, Tommy Cook. He goes, you know Joe? I go, yeah. He goes, you know he does a radio show? I go, are you kidding me? He goes, no, it's Saturday mornings from 10 to noon. I go, who's his co-host? He goes, I have no idea. I go, Mark, are you kidding me? He goes, no, you should listen to it. I go, I'm his co-host. It was the funniest thing ever. And I'd known this guy for years, and he had no idea that I was Joe Cook's co-host. So
that was my cue. I talked too much, I guess.
No,
I never got a word in, huh?
You noticed right after that I started talking more. So, hey, let's talk a little bit about how this happened, Joe, if we can. You were all set to continue at Greenfield.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, no, we've been working hard, and the kids were working really hard. And we have pretty much everybody back for that team, and I was – very excited. I mean, all the coaches, kids, and we've been, I mean, they're making great gains, and they should have a good year next year. And so, I was 100% going and doing what I usually do, which is, you know, we go to the clinics. You know, as soon as February hits, you start going to all the Glazier clinics. And every year, it's like Groundhog Day. I go to the first weekend in February, I go to Chicago. Second weekend, I fly to Dallas. And I've been doing that since 96. You know, I've been going to clinics before that, but I mean, that routine. And now that's really when the Glazier clinics kind of came around. So, in 96, I did my usual, but then I also went and made a side road, and I met with the coach, Ronnie Gage. In 96, Louisville had won the state championship in the biggest classification at the time, which was 5A1. And they were 16-0, and he was named the coach of the year in the country, and their team was the mythical national champions. And they ran the wishbone. They ran the same thing we ran up at Oak Creek at the time. And so I actually called him and said, hey, I'm coming down to this clinic. Can I come and kind of clinic with you, like one-on-one staff-wise, you know, and he said, yeah, sure, come on in, the whole bit. So, and he was great. We came, it was me and Hubba, and we went there, and they had a big barbecue spread for us, the whole nine yards, in the football complex, and the place was just massive. I'm looking at the stadium. I mean, it was a college stadium.
Wow.
And it's in, they're not even attached to the school, the football complex. So, I mean, the one, it's like a horseshoe stadium, and the one end is blocked off and has their indoor facility and the weight room and the coaches' offices and all that kind of stuff. And, well, you know, and I was like, kind of like, you know, it was a totally different world. I'm like, oh, and what classes do you teach? And he looked at me like I was crazy. Like, what do you mean? Because I'm the head football coach. And I'm like, uh-huh. And I go, well, so am I, but I teach Fayette. What do you do? I coach football. He goes, what do you mean you teach Fayette? And he was completely confused. Like, it went back and forth, and we kind of like, kind of figured the whole thing out. And then when you find out they're, the money they're making and the whole bit, now there's pressure.
You got to win. Yeah.
And they, you know, they, it's a full-time job there. There's a whole different animal. There are clinics down there. When you go to the, you know, Wisconsin by far has the most fun clinics you can possibly imagine. The coaches here know how to really, you know, have fun.
Sure.
They really do. And there's great staff camaraderie, even among other staffs. Down there, it's all business. I mean, people are with briefcases. They're not there. They're not pulling a cooler into the hotel. They're coming in with briefcases, and they are literally working. It's staff meetings in between clinic talks. There's no monkeying around because jobs are on the line. I mean, you got to win.
So how did this then happen? Were you in Chicago?
Well, no, I was in Dallas.
Okay.
And that's Louisville is a suburb of Dallas. So I started making that an annual pilgrimage. So every year I'd go down and make a side trip. And I would go twice a year. I'd go in the fall and watch the playoff games, you know, and I'd take my son with me, or, you know, or Hubba and I would go, and we'd meet with his staff, and we'd go to, you know, playoff games or whatever.
Sure.
And then in the spring I'd come back, and then we would clinic. And so I did that for years, and then Ronnie offered me, when he was at Louisville, he offered me to be his OC back in 2002. And at the time it was, you know, when kids were in school and everything else, and it just wasn't the right time. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, So I never pulled the trigger on it, but it obviously is something that intrigued you. I mean,
yeah, you
know,
bet.
100%. So it kind of planted the seed, and then Ronnie ended up leaving Louisville. He retired. It took early retirement, and then he coached at a college, at Austin College in Sherman, Texas. And he recruited Tommy to come down and play quarterback for him. And so Tommy did, and then Tommy didn't have him for the entire 4 years because Ronnie got offered another high school job. They actually flew him down on a private jet down to Barbers Hill in Houston, and offered, you know, paid him double what he made in college, and to turn that program around, so which he did. And then he did that for 6 years, and then he just wanted to get back to his roots. He had always been a small town guy. He grew up in Decatur, Texas, which is just north of Fort Worth, and it's a smaller town, and he missed that. He missed that small Texas, you know, shut down the town feel, and everybody knows everybody. And so he wanted to finish his career that way. You know, he wanted one more gig where he turned a program around. And so he took over Paradise, a small school up in Weiss County, which Decatur is only like 9 minutes away, so from his hometown. And so he's moving back to his roots, and you can see all his kids. And he's a very religious man and very family-oriented, and he wanted to get back to that.
Sure.
And so when he called me, he called me up, and literally, so this year he called me and he said, hey, you come down for the, you know, the usual clinicking? And I said, yeah, I'll be down this coming Thursday. And it was Tuesday when he called me. He goes, well, good. He goes, I just took a new job. He goes, I want to talk to you about something. Like, okay. So we did, and he came there, and he said, got a job offer for you. He goes, where are you at in your retirement future, all that kind of stuff, or can you retire? And, you know what I mean, kind of the whole layout. And so we talked it over, and he met the superintendent, and it was literally that fast. I mean, the superintendent, Ronnie told the superintendent, down there he didn't go by doctor. It's Mac Edwards, ex-football guy, and he just – it was unbelievable. I mean, a great guy, and Ronnie said, you know, this is who I'd like to be my offense coordinator, and I told him we could pay him this much money, and this is what I want him doing, and how's that work for you? And the superintendent said, whatever you want, Ronnie.
Oh, my goodness.
And that was the end of the story. It was a handshake, and I'm like, do I need to sign a contract? I'm like, he goes, well, we just shook hands, didn't we?
Hey,
like,
can you call Ronnie and see if they need a high school football radio show down there?
I'm not sure the town's big enough for a radio show, but
hey,
we might have to do it long distance.
It sounds like if Ronnie wants it to happen, he can get it done. Hey, we're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we're going to continue our conversation with the offensive coordinator from Paradise High School in Paradise, Texas. That's weird.
Yeah.
Hey, And what we're going to get into next segment, Joe, how hard and how difficult was the decision, and how hard was it to tell these kids that, that I know there's a pure love that you have for the work that they've put in. Look, these guys, this team, you were the Pied Piper, man, and they followed you. And they went into that weight room, and they got after it, you know, after they understood and they saw a lot of success. And we're going to talk to you about that on the other side. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by our friends at Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Doug Sarver, head football coach at St. Francis, our special in studio guest, last segment for a while, Joe Cook. Hey, Coach, when you made the decision to leave, tough to have to tell those boys at Greenfield you were leaving.
Yeah, super tough. It was the hardest thing I had to do. I made a checklist when I made that decision. Obviously, you know, flying home, I made a list of like, oh my gosh, you know, I mean, all the people. The hard part is, you know, everybody. I mean, my
Your
mom
staff.
Still lives here. You know,
yeah,
I mean, all my, you know, brothers, my two of my grandchildren. You know, what I mean, just it wasn't like, hey, this is an easy one to do. I mean, you're walking away from everything you've known and everybody that's you know close to you and all your connections and coaches. So I went through and there was a, you know, a list. I had to do the official. I made sure I told Oak Creek administration first and all that. You know, what I mean, then the Greenfield administration and then. You know, I had to pick up my coaches the next day and all that stuff. And I did it, you know, because he didn't want it to leak out. I didn't want to tell my coaches the first day because, you know, it's just natural. The social, you know, you're on, you know, whatever, you know, Facebook, whatever. And I didn't want the kids from Greenfield to hear it, you know, second. So I did everything like bang, 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 right in a row.
Right.
As soon as I did, you know, I mean, I didn't put this off. But by far, I was stressing so bad about telling the Greenfield because that's really hard. It's as dumb as it sounds. The best way I can put it. It's like I've never been through a divorce, but I'm going to guess it's something like that. The adults in the situation understand it. They might not be happy about it, but they understand it. The kids don't understand.
Right.
And they feel it's like you like them more than me type attitude. Why would you leave us if you love us? You know what I mean? And it has nothing, you know what I mean? It had nothing to do with that. And it killed me because I loved being at Greenfield. I had a great time there.
Oh,
and
I know
the kids,
you did.
And the kids are everything about it. I mean, that's what made it awesome. And that whole, it was a young group we had. They're all coming back. And like you said, I mean, we all had big dreams. I mean, the kids, the coaches, we were excited about next year and they're working hard. I mean, it's something you're sharing together. It's something you're traveling together through. You know what I mean? That it's kind of this journey that, you know what I mean, that you work through it together. And so we're all excited on the same page and we're talking about all the stuff we're going to do this year. And then whammo.
You and I have been together a long time doing this. And so I've seen you, you know, you at Brook Central and Pies and at Oak Creek and at Greenfield. These kids, the love that you had for them came from that they bought in and really worked hard to have success. And we would talk about this group, and when you talked about them, you talked about them differently. You talked about these kids as a group of coming together as a team and understanding what it took to win as a team, to get better as a team, to compete as a team. And I knew when you called and said that you were going, that was going to be the most difficult part for you.
Yeah, it was by far the most. I was, you know, and I Doug's been fortunate enough. He's been at St. Francis forever. We'll just say forever. I don't know the number of years.
27 years as the head coach.
27. Yeah. So he hasn't, when that time comes, whenever it does, it's the worst thing ever. I stressed so bad about it. And when it was over, I just literally was like, I got punched in the gut. I was physically and emotionally sick for the next 3 days. I couldn't do anything at home. I was physically sick. And it was I felt so bad because you saw the hurt in their eyes and that. That was the worst feeling ever. I mean, it's something I had to do. I don't regret my decision. It's something I had to do for our family. It's been a dream of mine, but it's even beyond that financially for me. It's huge. It's something I can do. Because I looked at my life and I said, Joe, can you teach another 10 years? And the answer to that is no.
No.
Joe, can you coach another 10 years? And the answer to that is, oh, yeah, and then some. You mean that's your passion. Not that I don't love teaching, but, you know what I mean? It gets a point.
It gets a point.
And it's a different animal down there the way they do it.
Well, and you know what? In the last couple of minutes, and we're during the break, we were discussing the differences. Huge difference down there. Huge difference as far as how they run their football programs in Texas.
Right, and that's what it is. It's how they run the programs. Kids are kids wherever you go. And they have obviously in the big cities, you have bigger populations, so you're just naturally going to have more athletes. It's a numbers game. But the difference is, you know, like I said, Paradise is a small school. But if you watch film as the teams coming out of their district, you would never know that small time. You'd be like, well, that's pretty darn good football, you know. And but it's because they get what they can do year round. I mean, it's they have athletic periods during the day. They don't lift after school. So everything's done. It's part of the curriculum. Football is actually part of the curriculum. It's not extracurricular. So, you know, in Texas, you can't have another male sport that competes against football in the fall. So your soccer, your volleyball, all that is in the winter with basketball. And then the track season ends May 1st because you have spring football in May. So, you know, if you're level 6, 5, and 4A, you get to wear full pads. And you can go 5 days a week and bang, you can have scrimmages. They call them jamborees and that. You can have those at those levels. 3A, 2A, and 1A, you can't have pads, but you can practice football every day. But you can practice every day the whole year if you want to. It's your athletic period. So your football team reports to you during, you know, whatever hour of the day. The varsity is usually the last, you know, hour, hour and a half of the day, depending on if it's block scheduling or regular. Your freshman team will be in the middle of the day, and then they'll have their middle school program come in the zero period at the beginning of the day. So you're basically getting a consistency, so you don't have youth football from, say, the 7th and 8th graders are part of the program. And the 7th and 8th grade coaches are obviously an integral part also in the breaking down film and getting everything ready for the coaches. I mean, it's all tied in together, and the head coach is responsible for hiring the staff from 7th grade up and coordinating everything. So, I mean, it's he's technically his job title as a head coach is head coach slash, as you know, athletic director.
Right.
And then, it's a full-time animal, and it's like, you know what I mean? So it goes year-round. So, like, I have a schedule, and I'll get 1 week off in July. I get 1 week off for Thanksgiving unless you're in the playoffs. You know, you get 2 weeks off for Christmas, and you get 1 week in the spring. Other than that, you're on.
They don't have to have their state tournament done by before deer hunting or anything, right?
No, theirs is done the weekend before Christmas.
Wow.
So they finish the Saturday of the week of Christmas.
And Joe, I've known you a long time, and I know your passion for football. And we've talked about your trips to Texas in the past. And one thing that the kids at Greenfield will understand in time is that the 2 years that they spent with you are something that they very rewarding for them, and it's brought them where they are today. And you've left that school in good condition. They'll be reaping those rewards for years to come.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, Doug. And Doug was a big help when I first took over Greenfield. He came in and obviously being a part of the Woodland, he was part of it, and he understands being in the smaller school and the whole thing, but he kind of helped open my eyes because I had never been, you know, in that conference, and kind of coming down, it's like he gave me some, because I was stressing out. I'm like, oh boy, this is, you know, but don't worry about it, you know, and just, you know, stay the course and you'll be fine, and, you know, gave me some helpful hints, and it was a great experience, and the kids are in good shape, you know, and I hope they will. They'll get a good coach now and keep it going, but boy, they were fantastic kids, and I'm,
hey, listen to that theme music, man.
I'll miss that.
Yeah, I
it reminds me of you, Mike.
Yeah, that's
it
good.
Is. I hear that. Seriously, you know, Mike and I have really become good friends, and so glad my wife gave me a kick in the tail.
I am,
and,
too.
She's usually right, and she was right on that one.
She was right, and she's way too good-looking for you. So, you know, let's be honest. I will miss talking to you a lot, miss stopping at your house, miss hanging out with you, and Paradise, Texas is going to fall in love with you. And you'll love that area, I'm sure, and we'll continue to reach out. Joe Watt, thanks for everything you've given to this show.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me. It's been an awesome 10 years, and I look forward to actually calling in on Saturday mornings down in Paradise. And if anybody's coming down that way to Texas, just give me a call.
Yeah, you'll buy at that Mexican restaurant, right?
That's right. Got a little...
That's awesome.
Good luck, Joe.
Doug, yeah, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show. Presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.